liberate, not repressing the poor who, after all, are the vast majority of black people.
Anarchy, pacifism, and nonviolence. energy.
You start to see it at street level occasionally as early as the mid-19th century, although certainly not often.
Materialist power will fight as long as it can with the most advanced technological weapons it has. And I feel that
between a couple of things happen really in the 1920s and after. And I should say, I mean, these are glacial, very slow processes. It's not
these kinds of changes in perception and conception don't happen overnight.
Well, I think that this doesn't happen again. You have to educate the next generation of children and of the grandchildren about the catastrophe so that this doesn't happen again.
But it's very hard to say anything when you haven't done anything about it.
These kinds of changes in perception and conception don't happen overnight.
That is definitely a product of evolution.
Yeah.
Emergency rooms are filled with bleeding students.
No further warnings are needed.
No further warnings are needed. That is our position. No further warnings are needed.
We do not have a system of anarchy.
This is the sign of what happens when you have a totalitarian regime, when you have the power concentrated in the hands of an elite. Research has shown that totalitarian regimes are by their very nature
of course, plenty of free parking for all the cars that we capitalists seem to acquire.
Actually, there's no need to be worried, as the Army has taken all of the necessary precautions to see that we're perfectly safe here.
The global crisis has a bomb ready to explode.
People who are fighting for their humanity.
It is the will of a people.
Very bright light, followed by a shock wave, and then you hear the sound of the blast and
heaven. It's a wonderful sight to behold.
Sickness, you'll be killed by blast, flying debris, or heat.